The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
You're listening to The Financial Symphony. We appreciate your being with us today. Of course, the stars of our show every week, Creative Financial Partners. And on today's show, we have Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak, your financial consultants. And we hope you will go ahead and call the number and get in touch, arrange a visit, come in and have a conversation about your financial situation. This show is all about helping you hit all the right notes and getting ready for retirement. You need to have a plan put together. They can do that for you. Call this number, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Toll free call from wherever you are. Their office at Creative Financial Partners is in Perrysburg. And wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, call this number, 800-373-9715. Hope you guys are doing okay today and you've had an outstanding week.
Yeah, things are going fantastic. How about yourself?
Not bad at all. And looking forward to this show today. And let's talk about some universal retirement truths. You know, in every area of life, there are universal truths, things that you can throw out there and you know that they're going to stick. You know that they're pretty much true. There are certain retirement planning principles that apply to everybody in our audience today, regardless of who they are, how much money they have, or when they're retiring or where they live. Number one on the list is everybody needs an income plan. And I know that you guys talk about this every time you meet with somebody.
Yeah, we talk about this every single day. It's probably, you know, one of the top two or three things that people come in to see us for. In fact, we've had lately, it seems like an awful lot of people, and this is new to me, is that they have had a stockbroker or an investment guy that they've worked with for years and years, and somehow they've thought as they've gotten close to this end date of working, this retirement date, that they need somebody with a little more expertise in this particular area. So we've had so many people lately, it seems like, that have worked with somebody that they even like on their investments throughout their life, but they felt like maybe that person is more on the accumulation side and they just didn't give them some of the ideas that they might want to have for the income and how that all fits together. And to have a plan that is ironclad, because a lot of these levers, you know, that you end up pulling, which is a pension option, Social Security, so many of these different things that are out there, when you pull that lever, that's a forever decision. And so you don't have the opportunity, if you quit a job where you're making a good amount of money and you retire, they don't often invite you back to take the same job 2 years later because you feel like, in hindsight, you made a mistake. So we've been oftentimes lately the guys that they bring in to crunch the numbers and make sure all the math works and show them a true income plan that incorporates Social Security, incorporates pensions, incorporates what a lump sum of money. I mean, one of the big things that we take for granted in our job is that people understand what that pile of money in their 401k represents. So we have an awful lot of people that say, hey, I have X amount. It might be $100,000. It might be $400,000. It might be $1 million in their 401k. And they go, the truth is, Dan, I don't really know what that means. Like, I don't really know how much money I can really take out of my account and not have it go to zero. Or in many cases, somebody says, I have $1 million in there and I'd really like to keep $1 million. How much can I take and still have it not deplete the principal? So those are things and part of the plan that we talk about all the time.
Yeah, you know, distribution planning is a lot trickier than accumulation planning. And you've heard it on the show week in and week out that you've got to be very careful as you start taking those distributions to make sure that they're the right kind from the right place. And if you're going into a retirement situation, you do need an income plan, and you need to have that very well thought out.
Well, also, here's another part that people don't even like to think about, much less talk about. Everybody needs a plan to address long-term care issues, and that may not be a pleasant conversation, but it's one that you have to have.
Yeah, you know, it's always a hard conversation. You know, no one is really comfortable with aging, and with a lot of us, I'm kind of in the sandwich generation where, you know, my kids are raised, but my My mother and father-in-law are, getting up there, and so you have to have those discussions. And long-term care issues need to be faced, and to not have a plan means that you really still have a plan, even though not a very effective one. And realistically, if you have a little bit of money, you probably don't need long-term care, and if you've got a lot of money, you probably don't need long-term care. But most of us are in that middle range where we've got a substantial amount of assets. We just don't have enough to get us over that hump where if something happens, we know we're going to be in good shape. And that's where the really advanced long-term care planning does come in. You know, fortunately, there's a lot of new and innovative type of planning techniques that we can use to face that issue now.
Yeah, because the truth is everybody knows somebody that's going through this right now, if it's not, in fact, you that's going through it. And the numbers say that over half of us are going to need it. And so Tim thinks it's me that's going to need it, and I think it's him that's going to need it. But it could be both of us.
Sure.
And we've all seen those situations where a close, a loved one, and I've had it happen more than once, you know, goes into a hospice situation. But we've also seen the other end of the spectrum, which has happened to my family, where my grandmother lived for quite a while but needed care, and they ended up having to sell the business, they had to sell the property, they had to sell their house, and it really was just, it wasn't the way that everybody had wanted it to be laid out. And there was a lot of wreckage that happened because of that situation that happened, a bit before I was doing this for a living. But pretty tough when it hits close to home like that.
Not the way they envisioned it, I'm sure. And everybody needs a plan for long-term care issues to address those. And if you'd like to come in and have a conversation with Creative Financial Partners, first of all, check the website, cfpohio.com. That is cfpohio.com. But call this number, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Leave your contact information, then you can arrange a visit, 800-373-9715. You can come in and sit down and talk about your situation face-to-face. We're talking about some universal retirement truths on today's edition of the Financial Symphony, and another one is that nobody has a crystal ball, certainly one that works. Nobody can consistently time the stock market in a successful way, even though some people think that there are people who can do this.
Yeah, there's nobody that can do that. And part of the advantage I have is I've been in the business 35 years, and I've heard all of the the guys who are the smartest ones in the room and the get-rich-quick schemes, and the guys who, man, they found the formula to time the market, or they're going to make a mint in real estate by building up apartments and renting them, or flipping houses or whatever. And I just, at this point, have kind of let people go. Say, okay, man, go do your thing. Call me when you realize that it doesn't work, and that you get, tired of trying to time the market, and the algorithms don't work. And if you're in real estate, that you got to find renters and collect the rent and do the maintenance. And sooner or later, we're like the funeral guy that, at the end of the day, we get them all, And I've just been through that process enough. And one of the truths to it is that the stock market, the investment market as a whole, is a buy and hold type of strategy. And you want to have the right investments, and you want to have your portfolio allocated the right way. But to be able to time the market in and out, that is a failing proposition.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. We've seen, most people have heard of, but don't necessarily own a hedge fund. But the hedge funds are one of the sexiest vehicles that are out there. And so you're getting in cahoots with guys that have big piles of money, and they have the advantage of all this money, and they're chasing the rate of return. And the problem for the last couple of years is these hedge funds have underperformed a traditional mutual fund considerably, because there's just going to be times when you can't outsmart the market. And in the short term, you might be able to do it. You might be able to buy at the right time and then sell at the right time. But please keep in mind, you have to buy yet again and sell yet again and buy yet again and sell yet again. And so it goes. And then all it takes is one misstep, and that one misstep can cost you all of those those winnings, if you will. So, yeah, a much more consistent, predictable system is the one that we go by.
Well, Dan and Tim, this next one sort of falls in line with what we talked about earlier when we were discussing long-term care. Nobody knows how long they're going to live. If you knew, planning would certainly be a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't think – I say that all the time. Well, if you just tell me, because when many times when we're doing our money map process, we will map out to a certain age. So, like, the age we typically would default to might be age 90. And somebody says, well, what if I live longer? Or what if – oh, there's no way I'm going to live that long. And I say, well, first of all, I mean, this is the first generation we're seeing live so much longer. And I cite my grandfather every single week. Pretty much, but 93 years old, still driving the Grand Marquis, you know, and getting around and meeting me for breakfast. Just happened a couple days ago. Yeah. And there's more and more of that going on. And so none of us really know, but I always say, hey, give me that date and we'll work the plan backwards. It'll be a lot easier that way.
Yeah.
And you really just don't ever know. And, it's a sin to, make the planning the givens either way, you know, that you assume you're going to live too long or you assume you're going to die young. And I've had a lot of it both ways. And you really just never know. You know, the important thing to remember is that the cancer rate in our society is 39%, which means that 39% of the population is going to contract some form of cancer in their lifetime. And that's a statistic that should scare you. If you're one of the 60 that doesn't get it and a heart attack or something doesn't give you, you're going to be like Dad's grandfather, you know, driving your Marquis when you're, you know, 93 years old. But you never know. And our job is to help you with all of those planning issues and make sure that regardless of what happens, you or your family is going to be in great shape.
Well, one thing that I think I can say, and this is certainly a universal truth, money sitting in cash is not keeping up with inflation. And I know you have to give folks that advice all the time.
Yeah, well, especially with interest rates so low, you know, they're not going to make any money on the banking type vehicles. And so certainly if you do have your money sitting around, then inflation is going to definitely outpace the earning power of that. At the very least, if you're really, really secure, come in and talk to us about a bond portfolio that is secure as you get. You know, right now they're paying 4.75% to 5.5%, and that's what we're using for secure investments, just as a first step. And you can keep rolling that risk at return boulder up the hill as far as you want to go. But you really just cannot have your money sitting around in those kind of vehicles anymore. It just doesn't make any sense with the interest rates as low as they are.
Now, I would say this is another one of the key topics that's discussed. We have so many clients that are coming in, and they've traditionally had their money in a savings account for maybe their whole lives, and sometimes significant amounts of money. And because of the safety that they felt there and how good they felt about having it there, but for the first time, they're like, boy, I'm going to need somebody to give me some options here, because the truth is that 1% is just not cutting it anymore. And to think about what 1% gets you on your balance in your savings account, you really start to evaluate how much money you need to have in that savings account. And so if you're in the middle of the situation where you're wondering how much money you should have in your savings, wondering what kind of investment options are out there, or if you have a 401k or some IRA or some monies that you don't feel like you're getting all that you can, or you'd just like to have that plan and have us run through that money map process so that you can confidently start pulling these levers and mapping out what your future looks like, please give us a call. We would love to sit down, have an extremely casual conversation, and walk you through some of these pitfalls that we've seen people go through, and also show you the path that you can take that's going to make you feel good, that's going to make you feel comfortable, and that's going to give you the right kind of information that you need to make the decisions that you ultimately have to make.
800-373-9715 is your number to call to make that happen. That is 800-373-9715. Your financial consultants on today's show, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, if you live in Toledo, for example, then go ahead and call that number and arrange a visit, 800-373-9715. One more time, that is 800-373-9715. I'm Rod Stutz, along with Tim Croak and Dan DeVerna of Creative Financial Partners. And there's more coming up on today's edition of the Financial Symphony.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DeVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Kicking your can all over the place.
We'll always R-E-S-P-C-T.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark, what is the closest, we call this segment of the show, folks, Mark Lloyd's greatest hits. Mark, what is the closest you have ever come to shedding tears while visiting with a client or a potential client?
Oh, thanks a lot, Ron.
That ought to be easy to answer, don't you think?
I'm a baby. I'm a big baby at heart. But yeah, we are emotionally invested in our clients. I had a lady named Joy. She came in, and her husband Robert passed away. And, you know, I fell for her. And so it wasn't like, you know, coming close to shedding for tears. I mean, it was like I was tearing up.
Yeah.
But here's the good news. Because of all the strategies and all the planning that we did, all I had to do was say, look, it was Robert's hard work along with you, and we put all this together so that you would be okay. You're fine. It's just on the emotional side. You know, we'll pray for you. We'll help you. Anything we can do to help that way. But on the financial side, we've got you covered, Joy. And then you could kind of tell she was a little bit, you know, felt more at ease. But, you know, times like that, Ron, is when it really hits you. And it does make you feel good. I mean, you mentioned the word passion. Yes, we are 110% passionate about fixing folks' problems. And when that couple first came in, there was all kinds of things happening. Number one is they had way too much risk. They were both retired, didn't really track how much risk they had, just kind of felt like, you know, we haven't done anything. We just left our accounts the way they were when we retired from our 401k. We didn't do anything. We just left them the way they were. And it was working fine when they were, you know, working. It was working fine. Why? Because the markets are still one of the greatest wealth creation tools on the planet. And if you're adding deposit every month, you are building your account and you're buying on the dips and you're buying on the highs. And that's called dollar cost averaging. And you're getting a benefit from that. But once you retire, it is just as important to preserve what you have as it is to accumulate more. But it's kind of a balancing act. You still have to have enough growth to beat inflation or you'll go backwards safely. So it's a balancing act. And what we were able to do to help them was make sure that we got that risk under control. So when 2008 happened, they weren't hit hard at all. Matter of fact, a couple of their accounts had no losses at all. And they had one little account that had some losses, but it was very nominal. And that's okay, because risk is not our enemy. It's just we need to control the risk so that we can take advantage of the risk to get higher gains. And you got to balance out that risk when you retire. So because of that, and then when he passed away, she was able to start drawing income from what we not only accumulated, what we grew, but she drew income. Joy grew income from what we preserved as well. That was key. So, you know, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a stress test performed on your portfolio? Do you know if your risk is out of control? It's real easy. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, striking the right chords in your financial plan.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. We thank you for being with us today. You may be a regular listener to the show. Maybe you've been listening for a long time, and maybe this is your first time. I think either way, you're going to get a lot of insights into financial planning and getting ready for your retirement and making sure you hit all the right notes in your retirement and making sure that everything is harmonious during your retirement years. And that's what Dan DeVernay and Tim Croak are all about at Creative Financial Partners. And we want you to call this number and arrange a visit so you can come in and have a conversation. Very casual conversation. There's going to be no pressure whatsoever. They're not going to try to sell you any products or have you do anything that you really don't want to do. You're under no obligation at all, and it's not going to cost you a penny to come in for that visit. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call that number. That'll put you straight through to Creative Financial Partners. You can simply leave your contact information. A member of the team will get back with you, and then you can come in and have that face-to-face conversation at the Creative Financial Partners office in Perrysburg. Check out the website if you like, cfpohio.com. But again, that all-important number, 800-373-9715. Time to go to the request line. We get great questions every week from our listeners. We have a question today from Olivia in Wallbridge. And Olivia says, I started taking my Social Security as soon as I turned 62, which was 2 years ago. Was that a mistake? Do you think I should have waited?
Well, I think everybody's situation is different, Olivia. So to say woulda, shoulda, coulda, like those are tough decisions. At the time, I'm sure it seemed like the thing to do or you wouldn't have done it. When most of our clients that are turning on Social Security at age 62, it's because they need the income. And so if you don't have another place to draw the income from, it is the obvious source that you can pull from. And so that is the easy answer for other people besides Olivia to understand why would you do that at age 62, knowing that every year that you wait, you're going to get a pay raise and that income's going to go up. And that sounds just fantastic unless you need the money. And if you don't have the ability to get money from a job or from monies that you've saved up in retirement plans or even monies that you've saved up in your savings, then the Social Security lever is the one that most of our clients pull at that point.
Yeah. And believe me, we don't want you to pull it unless it's really a necessity. We think it is better for you to wait that out, you know, as long as possible. Hopefully even up to age 70, and that you would have other sources of income. The problem with the early Social Security selection is there's strings attached to the money, and they do not want you having other earned income and getting Social Security as well. And so if you really are going to be retired completely and you need that income, that's really where that age 62 selection should fit in.
We have a listener by the name of Jake who lives in Oregon, and certainly hope Jake is listening today because we're getting ready to answer his question. He says, I'm looking for a conservative way to invest some money for about 5 years until my grandson starts college, and then I'll help with tuition. The options I've considered are CDs, fixed annuities, and bond funds. Do you have any advice on those choices or maybe others that I haven't considered?
Yeah, I'm going to chirp in, and we had a meeting just this morning where we went through a case design type of thing, and all of our advisors came back with what they would do. And by the time we were done, we must have had 20 different ideas floating around. And so I'm going to ask Dan to chirp in on this as well. I personally don't like any of the options that you've mentioned. I don't like CDs or fixed annuities or bond funds for this type of thing. You want to, first of all, look at a 529 type of structure, because that way, as money grows, it'll grow tax-free as long as it's taken out for higher education expenses. The thing that you're looking at is probably mutual funds or maybe a portfolio of individual bonds that will mature by the time your grandson goes to college. And I think those are the ways to really get both the best return and also the liquidity that you're looking for.
Yeah, the issue I would say, I'm going to kind of, Tim gave you a nice solution. I'm going to give you the drawbacks to the things that you mentioned. The CDs, they're just not paying anything. It's that simple. Fixed annuities, the problem is you're going to pay taxes on all the money that you earn. And you can forego that benefit, or you get the opportunity in the 529 plan to not have to do that. The other thing is, if you're not 59 and a half, no one should be mentioning the fixed annuities to you anyways. The last thing is the bond funds. And that's a key word. And you heard Tim talk, and he does a lot about bonds. And when you borrow money, it's one thing. And when you lend money, that's another. The nice thing about the bond is you know exactly what you're going to get for that certain specific rate of return. When you go into a bond fund, it is a bundled product with lots of different bonds, and so you can be impacted by the decisions of other investors. So when interest rates move up, as they are poised to be raised at least a couple more times this year likely, you will see a negative impact on many bond funds because the new bonds are being issued at a higher rate of return than the old ones. So if everybody says, hey, they want their money out to go get put their money into something that pays a higher yield, you could be impacted on a negative basis. And that's something you want to be super sensitive to, Jake, when you're talking about five-year window.
Thanks a lot for the question, Jake. And also, Olivia, thank you for your question. We have one more from Harrison in Perrysburg. We'll get to that in just a moment. But let me just remind you of the phone number to call. And you don't even have to wait until the end of the show to call this number, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number, get on the calendar, come in for a visit, and have a very informal conversation about your situation. Now to the question from Perrysburg, Harrison says, I can't get affordable life insurance because I have diabetes, and my wife is really worried about what's going to happen to her financially if something happens to me. At this point, do you have any suggestions for me?
Yeah, Harrison, this sounds kind of jerky, but buy life insurance before you get diabetes.
that would be great if you could.
You've got to buy life insurance when you're relatively young and you're healthy and insurable. And because by the time there's a problem, it's just too late. And by the way, everybody ends up with a problem with insurability. And that's just the way that our bodies work. By the time you've already got something like that, and diabetes is a very hard disease, based on your care of it, your health can go a lot of different ways. The insurance companies know that. And so based on the kind of treatment that you're giving yourself, and how loyal you are to that, you can still get insurance. It's going to be rated at least a little bit. And if you're not taking care of it, then there really is very little chance you're going to be able to get it at all, which means that you need to bring in other planning options with, accumulated savings and making sure your investments and stuff are more liquid.
Yeah, I think that the couple things I would say just to add to what Tim mentioned there is, that's one of the beautiful things about where we work. And we've got now 20-some advisors and 60 insurance companies that we work with. So we have the flexibility. And we've got a couple people that life insurance stuff is all they do. So they know exactly the best places to go to look for those certain situational things. The other thing that we do a lot of is that planning element. And so, we go through and life insurance is the A number one best option, but that's not really an option. So we're going to go to the next planning method. And so whether it's accumulation through specific products or specific styles of investments, or if it's lifestyle changes or planning involving, there's an awful lot of different things that can be talked about. And I'll tell you, the unfortunate thing is that you have it. The good news is that you still have some time to be able to help map things out for your family and put them in a good, favorable place. And these are the planning issues that we're talking about all the time. So we'd really love the opportunity to sit down with you and take a few minutes and get to know each other and see if it's a good fit, because this planning stuff, it's what we do every single day. But it's never going to happen without you giving us a call. So I know the first day I walked into my dojo, which now is approaching 10 years ago, I was absolutely terrified, and it was the hardest thing to do. And once I did it, I felt so good about it. And so many times people say, gosh, I wish I would have done this sooner, because they were just scared, they had that fear, and they were a little apprehensive on what's on the other side of that door. But let me tell you, just like the dojo, once you get on the other side of that door, you realize you're at home, it's comfortable, it's a comfortable place. And so I really encourage you to take the minute right now, go a little outside your comfort zone and make that call.
Just invest a little time so you can come in for a visit, and it really will be a very pleasant conversation. You hear these guys on the radio every week, and they're really nice guys and very conversational. It's going to be fun. It really is, and you're going to learn a lot, and it's not going to cost you a thing, and it's not going to obligate you to anything either. 800-373-9715 is your number to call to make it happen. 800-373-9715. Now, the Creative Financial Partners building is in Perrysburg, and you can come in wherever you live, anywhere in the Toledo area, come on into Perrysburg and have a conversation. 800-373-9715. This is the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz, and on today's show, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak, Creative Financial Partners, and there's more coming up.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners. And this is the part of the show we call Getting to Know You. And I want to ask you guys a question. If you can give me this, maybe this, we can peel back the layers of your dynamic personalities. People can get to know you just a little bit better. Tim, I'll ask you first. If you could rid the earth of any one thing, what would it be?
I'm sitting here shaking my head in front of Dan because I don't want to go first because no one's going to like my answer. But, you know, I would rid the world of Donald Trump, number one. I hate to be political. And, you know, and it's not – I am not anti-Republican at all. I'm really very much of a moderate. I'll tell you what we need to rid the earth of, though, is – fear, you know, as just a general emotion and philosophy of mankind, because I think it yields so many bad things. And the politicians and leaders who use fear as a methodology to gain power and influence, and I think that's a very dangerous type of precedent. And so I think that there's very few personalities that are great at bringing the world together, finding commonalities and working for the betterment of all. And so if we could get on the other side of those fear type of issues, then I think the world would be a lot better off.
Yeah. Good thoughts. Thank you so much. How about you, Dan? What do you think? What would you get rid of if you could?
I've got a far less political view on this. You know, as I think about it, I think the two biggest things that just break my heart is when I hear about countries that don't have the simplest of things,
and
like water. I mean, there are places where their water is absolutely terrible, and the fact that we are able to live in the world that we're in here and have all the comforts, and yet they don't even have the most basic fundamental thing of drinking water is an enormous just thing that upsets me. And the other pivot, just to domestically, is the fact that we have so many veterans that help to take care of our country. You know, I have a son in the Navy and he's over in Japan, and, you know, we're in a time where he's not really involved at all in any conflict, but the idea that he could be, and then at some point that we would kind of leave them on the outside and not bring them in and take care of them the way that we should, it is also very heartbreaking. So I think those are a couple of things, and I think the list could go pretty long pretty quick, but those are a couple things that are closest to me.
Well, basically, those service people take care of our country, but our country doesn't really take very good care of them after they get out, that's for sure.
I totally agree, and people would argue that, you know, there could be some abuse of the system, and the truth is that I really am not worried about the abuse of the system. I mean, these are guys and gals that put their life on the line, and many gave their lives, and they certainly saw their friends give their lives. And it really takes a toll on you physically, mentally, and the fact that we're not there for them when they return is really a pretty horrible sin, really.
It's really sad. Well, thank you very much, Dan DiVerna and Tim Crow, Creative Financial Partners. That is our Getting to Know You segment today, and there's more coming up on the Financial Symphony.
We all see the finished product of a music superstar, the sold-out performances, the TV and magazine covers, and the eventual acceptance speech at the Grammys. What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
Did you know the harmonica is the world's best-selling musical instrument? For more interesting information about the music and financial worlds, keep listening to the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners. And the number to call to get in touch with these guys to come in for a visit and have a conversation is 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. The Creative Financial Partners office is in Perrysburg, but certainly they serve all of Northwestern Ohio, wherever you are. If you live in Perrysburg, Toledo, wherever you are, call this toll-free number, 800-373-9715. This is the portion of the show that we call the Community Connection, and we have a special guest today, Peter Douglas, the president and CEO of the Douglas Company. Tim Croak, I'm going to turn it over to you right now to talk with Peter Douglas and find out what's on today's agenda.
Yeah, great, Ron. Thank you very much. We're very honored to have Pete Douglas in our office to talk to him a little bit, and certainly Pete has been a fixture in Toledo business circles for years and years, and we've worked to try to get him in here so we can learn a little bit more about his company and what they're doing and how they're doing. They're certainly one of the cornerstones in the Toledo construction business, and whether you know a lot about them or a little bit, you want to know that they're there and they're a force to be reckoned with. So, Pete, welcome. Nice to have you in.
Thank you, Tim.
Hey, tell us a little bit about the Douglas Company, what you guys are up to.
Well, thanks. We've been in business since 1976, started by my father. I finished the buyout of him in 2000, and we've had a great run of it. We have been on the Inc. list of fastest growing companies six of the last 9 years, specialize in senior living and multifamily, and some wonderful clients, great people, and I feel very fortunate to be in Toledo and do what we do.
Yep. And lifelong Toledoan.
Yep.
Right? Yep. And I believe that your father, Bruce, was chairman of the board of trustees at UT when I was there. And so I obviously the name goes back in our community for an awful long time. How much of your business with the Douglas Company is actually done in Toledo versus other locations?
Probably only about 15% is local to Toledo, sometimes a little less.
Wow. So where are you building at?
Oh, all over. We have an office in Florida. We do probably a third of our work down through that office. We're building a lot in Michigan, a lot in Ohio. We just finished in Rhode Island, getting ready to start one in Massachusetts, just finished in North Carolina. So we travel quite a bit.
Wow. And how many employees do you have?
About 90.
Wow. You know, it's interesting because we're getting a lot of press in the Blade recently about Hickory Farms needing to leave Toledo because of the lack of talent. What have you found? What has your experience been?
It's difficult to recruit experienced people to Toledo, but when you do, they don't leave. It's such a wonderful place to live. We have two great universities that we recruit from. We run co-ops six or eight at a time through University of Toledo and Bowling Green. And we add them to our professional staff. We train them, and they become great resources for our clients.
Yeah, it sounds like you're pretty good at attracting talent. So maybe Hickory Farms should take a little bit of a lesson from you. You're working right now on a project that is near and dear to longtime Toledoans. You've got a big project going on downtown. Tell us about that.
Well, that's the Owens Corning fiberglass tower. It's now called the Tower on the Maumee. We're converting the top 11 floors into apartments, and they're going to be spectacular. They're unlike anything in the city of Toledo. We don't own them. We just are doing the renovation work there. But anybody who has a chance to visit ought to, because it's with the full height glass exterior walls. The views are amazing, and the apartments are going to be unlike anything in Toledo. Italian marble floors, that type of stuff.
Wow. And so it's all going to be apartment living?
The top 11 floors, yes.
Okay. And how big of a contract is that for you? That sounds like a huge deal.
It's a little over $20
million. Wow. And part of the thing to be really excited about is obviously the renaissance of downtown Toledo, especially when it comes to building living structures, building apartments and condos. And I know the warehouse district is on fire, and that old Owens Corning fiberglass tower that you're doing the build out on has been down there for a long time, but it's been empty for a long time. So we're really glad that you're leading the resurgence there.
It's going to be great. Thank you.
Yeah. And Pete, what do you do now to take your company that has been very successful for a long time? Where do you go from here? What kind of growth do you expect, and how do you drive that kind of a business forward?
It's all about people, and it's all about clients. We're fortunate that we humbly are good enough that we don't have to competitively bid work. It's all negotiated. You know, it's, and we're preparing for a third generation, actually. So a lot of work on people development. We have a PhD who handles that for us. We have two full-time recruiters. Yeah. We can sell as much work as we can build right now. There's that much going on in our specialties. And so it's really all about getting and keeping developing people.
Wow. Right here in Toledo, Ohio, people. So what a feather in our cap. Tell us about your office. I've been there a couple times. You got a very nice office. Where can people find you?
We're on Perrysburg Holland Road, just south of Airport Highway. We just added on a couple of years ago, about 10,000 square feet. We're just converting part of our basement into a second fitness center. It's really interesting to see how people are actually using it. So it's been our home for over 20 years.
And when you mentioned that you're starting to train the next generation, tell us a little bit about that next generation and your family as a whole.
Well, we've got a lot of great young people who are moving up through the ranks to take over the company over the next 10 years. My son, Bruce, works for us, has been with us for 5 years, moved back from Cleveland. Thought he'd never leave Cleveland, got here, and it was the best thing that ever happened to him, he says. So it's good to see him happy here.
Yeah. My son is 24 and works with me.
Wonderful.
And so, yeah, there's great opportunity, and there's always some challenges and things that you have to overcome with that type of thing. But I've always been a little bit amazed that both of my kids are in Toledo. Both are professional. They love being here. There's a very active young person environment here that is very vibrant. And I think it's very attractive, and hopefully it's going to be one of those things that will make Toledo a city of the future. Speaking thereof, do you have any direction that you'd like to give in terms of Toledo civically? What do you think that we need to do here to be able to compete against the other cities nationally, for growth and for population and industry?
Boy, that's a great question. You know, it's all about attitude. This is a great place to be in business because you can do so much business, whether it's here or other places. And so if you think you can succeed here, I think you can succeed. And so politics are interesting here. Don't want to get into that probably, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. But, you know, I moved back here actually from Orlando in 1990, and the same questions were being asked then as they are now, and you ask yourself, what's it take to change it? And I'd love to tell you I have the answer. I'm just kind of a hardworking guy, unfortunately.
Just kind of keeping your head down and nose to the grindstone type of thing, shoulder to the wheel. I would be remiss if I didn't ask about your dad. And obviously a huge personality in the city of Toledo. And I remember way back when he bought a college education for an entire class of kids, I think coming out of Rotary Cathedral, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Great memory.
And so, what a great form of civic leadership. So how's Dad doing?
Oh, he's doing fine. They live in Winter Park, Florida, suburb of Orlando, and he's 84 years old. He's still on the board of two publicly traded REITs and involved with a couple of universities, so he's doing well. Thanks for asking.
Okay. And first of all, you want to tell him that everybody back home says hello and that we appreciate all of his hard work through the course of the years. I would like to thank our guest today, Pete Douglas, President and CEO of the Douglas Company, for his insight on his company and what's happening here in Toledo. Pete, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
That is our community connection today. Thank you so much, Tim Croak and Pete Douglas, the President and CEO of the Douglas Company. Always interesting to have special guests on the show from the business community. You've been listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners. The number to call, please remember, you can call this number and arrange an appointment to come in for a visit and just have a conversation about your situation. We want to make sure that everything is harmonious, you have peace of mind during your retirement years, you have to have a plan to make that happen, and Creative Financial Partners can do that for you. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Check out the website if you like, cfpohio.com. But again, that all-important phone number, 373-9715. Put an 800 in front of it. It's a toll-free call from wherever you are. This is the Financial Symphony. Thank you so much for listening.
It's remarkable sometimes the emotions and feelings music brings to our daily lives. It was there for graduation, on our wedding day, and sometimes even resonates on our darkest days. So as you look back on life and remember the music that strikes a chord with you, take a moment to look forward to your retirement. Will it be a time ripe with uncertainty? Or will it be a time of joy? If you're in a spot now where you don't think your current plan will deserve that kind of celebration when you reach retirement, then it's time to get a second opinion. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's that time of the show where we take your questions. It's
Request Line.
Here on the Financial Symphony, we take requests, and we got a good question today, Mark Loy, from Janice. And Janice says, my mother is in declining health. Should I transfer her house into my name so that they can't take it to cover the cost of her nursing home care? If it comes to that, what should I do?
Janice, thank you for your question. And this question pops up a lot. If Janice is like me, I'm in the same situation. We call it the sandwich generation, where, you know, in my case, I have aging parents like she's going through right now, but I also have a kid in college.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it tough sometimes. But as far as Janice's question goes, you know, the main thing is that you got to be very, very careful before you start gifting property and houses and that type of thing, because the government has something called the look back period. If your goal to gift that is to put it into your name so that the nursing home doesn't get it, wrong answer. And the reason why is because that if you try to apply for governmental Medicaid within 5 years, you won't get it. You'll be declined, and the value of that gift will be penalized. So I highly recommend that if you are thinking about trying to do some type of asset protection, that you call an elder law attorney. You know, Ron, my clients, regardless, they've aged. Their needs have changed. Healthcare becomes a big deal. So what we try to do is try to fix this on the front end. We try to look at different strategies that are available today. And one strategy that everybody thinks about, is Mark trying to convince me to buy long-term care insurance? Nope, that's not what I'm doing. Is that a strategy that might fix the problem? Yes, maybe. But there's a lot more you can do. Our financial maestros know how to create income. So let's assume that I have several buckets of money, of my clients' money, and we're managing that those buckets. And I've got one bucket set up that I'm planning on at 70 and a half, 71 years old, when we know we got to turn on required minimum distributions. I'm just going to go ahead and turn on a regular income every month. And let's assume we have enough in that bucket that created a $3,000 a month check, Ron. I'm just throwing numbers out. $3,000 a month is what's coming out. $36,000 a year.
Okay.
Let's assume we get a phone call 10 years later that person now needs some kind of health care. All we have to do is get a doctor's note saying that they're unable to perform two activities of daily living, or they've got memory issues. And if that happens, then we can turn on that check. Instead of $3,000 a month, they can double it to $6,000 a month.
Fantastic.
That is. That's how we create more cash flow to private pay. What we didn't need to do when we did that, we didn't need to have long-term care insurance. We were able just to do it with our own money that we'd already saved, and now we have cash flow to help pay for the long-term care. And the bottom line is, worst case scenario, that bucket runs out to zero. We still have $3,000 a month for the rest of our lives. That is available to folks out there. You just have to learn about them. So how do you learn? Pick up the phone, give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to share how that works and if it makes sense for you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. And wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, if you're in Toledo, Perrysburg, wherever you are, call this number, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with your financial consultants at Creative Financial Partners. You can get on the calendar, and you can come in for a visit, 800-373-9715. We've come to the portion of the show that we call the insight of the week, and for that I'm going to turn it over to Dan DiVerna.
So we always try to pick a subject that we get a lot of questions about, or sometimes somebody will say, boy, we heard you on the radio and I was wondering if you would cover this. Mm-hmm. So this is one of those. So it's 401k versus IRA. So one of the big things when people come in for their very first meeting with us, they'll have a 401k statement from a previous employer. Or maybe they've reached 59 and a half and they knew that they have some additional options that they didn't used to have at a younger age. And so we like to kind of walk them through what their options are and also give them a little bit of insight. So typically when we meet with somebody and they have a 401k, oftentimes the 401k provider would come in, they'd maybe buy them some coffee, maybe some donuts or bagels or something, which is lovely. And then they will explain to them all their options inside of the plan. And they'll also say, if you don't pick any options, we will kind of lump sum you in with all the other people in your age group. And that is oftentimes called lifestyle funds or target date funds. And so this just makes some assumptions that based upon your age, you are going to retire in the year 2020, for instance, or 2030 or 2035. And they oftentimes will segment these in 5-year increments. And the thing that we don't love about these is that it really doesn't take you into consideration. So it's really just saying this is based upon your age alone, and when we think you're going to retire, it doesn't mean that's when you're going to retire, it's when we think you are. And it also doesn't have any difference between a person that's really aggressive or a person that's really conservative. So stylistically, there is a big difference. I've got tons of clients that are 70 years old, understand the style. They've ridden it up and down, but they're comfortable with that ride. And then I also have clients in their 30s that say, geez, I just don't want to open up a statement where I have a negative in front of it. And so these are very big things that we like to consider with each individual client. So many people get defaulted right into these systems. So another way that we saw, and I just had a client in last week who had a 401k company that they were with switched to another company. And so they literally took all the investments that they had as they had them allocated and they shifted them right into another one. On some level, not with their permission, they certainly have the right to go in and make those changes. So that's definitely another thing that we spend a lot of time looking at, and we like to weigh out those options. Most 401ks will have somewhere in the area between 12 and 20 investment options. And when you open up into the open architecture of an IRA, you could be in over 15,000 different investment options. So you have much more robust as far as options. Another thing that happens is as people get older, sometimes they don't make any modifications to their funds. So I can't tell you how many times I've sat down with somebody that put their money and checked the boxes for where their money was going to go, and it might have been 15 or 20 years ago, and yes, they've looked at the statements, but they've never once made a change. And so what's the likelihood that you have looked at those 15, 20 years ago, made the right decisions, and it stood by them to say those are the right decisions for all that time period following? So when those plans change, that's a good reason for you to take a look at the new investment options, weigh out the investment options that you could have on the outside, and you want to look at those things. The other things that you have to consider is at 59 and a half, with most of the local plans here, you have what's called an in-service withdrawal provision. And what that gives you the ability to do is it gives you to look around the ability to look around outside of your 401k, and you get to consider then things like how aggressive or conservative you want to be, how concerned you are with principal protection, how concerned you are with fees and what you're paying in those fees, and to have some idea of what those are. So those are all things that we take and put a lot of weight in to those considerations. The last thing that I'll touch on is when you're getting older. And 59 and a half is one of those magical ages, but the other magical age is 70 and a half. So if you're 70 and a half or approaching that number, there's a whole new set of rules. And those rules are, if you haven't been paying Uncle Sugar, which is the government, which is the taxation system and the IRS, a certain percent, they're saying, hey, we need our cut. And so that's one of the big considerations, and we're trying to answer all those questions. And sorry I couldn't go too much deeper, but in the inside of the week, we try to answer some questions that we get, and hopefully that's helpful.
I love that Uncle Sugar. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
That's a new one to me. I'll give that credit to a client of mine, Jim, who just dropped that probably a month ago, and I thought it was fantastic, and I use it almost every single day since.
That's great. Well, they learn from you, you learn from them. That is our Insight of the Week, ladies and gentlemen, with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Again, your number to call if you'd like to get in touch, if you'd like to visit, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number, get on the calendar, come into Perrysburg and meet with Creative Financial Partners. And one more time, that number is 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony.